Well, good evening. Thank you for joining us in this first quarter results presentation. As we said, joining me today for this presentation, Daniele Poppi, our CFO, and Joseph Mastragostino, the Investor Relations Manager. We go through the presentation starting from page three. This is the usual slides to present the business model of the group. I believe everybody's very familiar with the slide. Going on page four and five, the usual geographic distribution of our activity in trading with 25 countries and 48 business units around the world, and also in the mechanical sector with about 18 companies in 17 countries and about 21 business units. Going on page six for the presentation, we have summarized here the key highlights for this first quarter. Let's start by saying that the first quarter, aside from the economic results, represents the basis for future delivery. This is one of the main items we want to highlight today. We came from a very strong past quarter, registering sound growth, notwithstanding a less appealing backlog in the past. The 2014 first quarter backlog registered a very sharp increase compared to that of the year end. We were able to acquire a considerable amount of new orders, and the intake reached about 480 million euro value, with a 25% growth with respect to the year end backlog. The newly acquired order were distributed equally between two divisions, signaling that our end markets are showing signs of positive recovery. For that matter, if we were to analyze the order intake and consider the good progress of the recent trends in the market, I think we can comfortably say that areas such as Middle East, U.S., Latin America, and West Africa all show a big plus sign if compared to the same period of last year. This is the proof that certain areas are reacting in a positive term and require specialized work and intervention for special foundation work that can be related also to the energy market and similar infrastructure. For that matter, the bigger demand are coming for works related to ports, harbor, docking area, infrastructure projects related to transportation in general, LNG plants, and we'll add the bridges, tunneling, and piling work also for some high-rise building in markets where we have local presence. All this is to say that during the quarter, a significant amount of order was acquired, and this will ramp up in the next quarter to come. The mix and the geography from which the work are coming from are very important and signal good prospects for future growth of the group. Talking about the marginality, under the marginality aspect, EBITDA percentage was stable and in line with the last year figure, notwithstanding a slight decrease in revenue. This confirmed the group ability to generate margin, in particular in the service side of our business. For that matter, I would like to draw your attention to the very positive performance that the service side of the business was able to achieve, combined 19.1% EBITDA and 12.1% EBIT margin is quite an accomplishment and above all the industry benchmark. Daniele will talk about more in detail about these two margins. In reference to declining revenue, this was mainly attributable to the completion of one of the larger projects we were awarded for the metro in Copenhagen in the past years, along with other projects that are gradually being completed. Looking at the oil and gas market, it's witnessing a strong momentum, and we were able to acquire a significant amount of new orders for rigs, both onshore and offshore. The clients we were awarded contracts for from are of primary standing all over the world, and we are very glad of servicing them with the best and most suitable technology available to the market.
The net financial position, lastly, will increase with respect to the full year 2013 figure due to the needs primarily of the oil and gas portion of the business follow the sharp increase of newly acquired orders. And we will give more detail later on also about this item. The carrying forward of the orders for the production of oil drilling rigs in the quarter went through an initial phase of assessing and planning the execution of many of these orders. This involved an intense design activity in order to supply subcontractor and construction components. The proof of this is the increase in the stock and the financial debt of the drill rig in particular. From May to November, most of its delivery and collection will take place. And it must be noted that the increased net financial position is also attributable to the lengthening of the order acquisition and drilling side of the business. Now to talk a little bit about the division's outlook, we're on page 7. Starting from the service division, 3D Petronas. Starting from trading, the division reported a strong order backlog, as we said, and overall marginality continued to register very interesting trend. This proves that the special connection service side of the business is performing with very positive figures also compared to our industry average. If you look at the outlook, is even in certain markets such as United States and some area of West Africa, Latin America and Middle East, as we said, interesting and high potential opportunity can stem from our long presence in the Americas, in particular in the special conditions sector. And lastly, I would like to say that the domestic market is still showing signs of strong contraction and the outlook is still very unsatisfactory. Going to Petrobrand, the division registered a 6% increase in revenue compared to the first quarter of 2013. And this performance was mainly attributable to organic growth and full capacity utilization. It's worth to say that from now on, starting from April, end of April and May, all the 17 rigs of Petrobrand are fully utilized in our business with running contracts. Marginality is also improving and having our rigs in the contract will pave the way to even better execution during this year. So we expect that with all rigs on the contract, the utilization rate will certainly increase, by especially third quarter and the fourth quarter. Going on page, on slide 8, looking at the mechanical division, Drillmec and Soilmec, Drillmec revenue declined due to the tough comparison of the previous quarter of last year, which was very strong. Performance resisted in 2013. The quarter performance was mild and the collapsing of timing, the acquisition of new orders contributed to weakening of the performance indicator. At the start of the year, over $340 million of new contracts have already been awarded both onshore and offshore to Drillmec. The delivery and the execution of these new rigs will take place mainly in the second part of the year, benefiting both inventories and the net financial position level. It's important to point out that we are currently in negotiation for further rigs and significant opportunity will come forward in the next weeks. With regard to the first quarter 2014 performance, as we mentioned at the beginning, we set the basis for delivery. We have prepared the company to deliver mainly in the coming quarters. And by saying that, we would like to explain that the operation of the quarter, we characterized by a step-up phase, and while revenue were not as strong as we started planning, work for the important ramp-up of the next quarters. As a consequence, of that both inventories and net financial position increase, given the special nature of this business. What must also be pointed out is the fact that the backlog newly acquired has improved significantly and the quality of the backlog is much better than the previous one. New orders include specific and already engineered rigs that will guarantee the expected improvement of margins. You know that we've gone through several projects in the past where new rigs had to be designed from zero. This is not the case from now on because we have already done this important exercise. Talking about Soilmec division registered again a mild decrease in revenue. Actions have been taken and are in progress with a primary goal to reduce inventories. This is what we said, we keep saying also in this last conversation we had in conference. Marginality, notwithstanding the current market situation in Soilmec, is gradually improving as it performs well in the key markets. That is said that the uncertainty in the market persists, and this increased purchase decision time for clients when purchasing specialized machinery. Mature markets are showing signs of recovery, when also competition is still high and hindering both price and marginality. Some areas are, we said, gradually pickups, and others are still in a difficult time and under high pressure. The visibility in terms of backlog is still low, yet improving with respect to previous year. We always said that Soilmec visibility is always in the range of 3 or 4 months maximum. Going on slide 9, we wanted to highlight some of the major developments in the Drillmec in recent OTC. It was just concluded in Houston last week. So we want to take this opportunity to present this new Drillmec advanced line called HEAD, Advanced Hydraulic Electric Automatic Driller. I think you should have received the brochure together with the conference paper. This is the new generation of Driller Rig. This Driller introduced the completed brand new and higher weighted second generation of the HH model called HEAD. This is a major development in the industry, so we are putting a lot of expectation on this new line for the coming year. This newly conceptual model incorporates all the most advanced features of drilling in the market this day. Just to mention a few, this is able to speed up a lot of operation and use a registry type of pipes, and that means a very drastic reduction of non-productive time. Together with that, we develop also a system to maintain circulation during the drilling, and this is called HOD system, which is characterized by easy integration with also other rigs equipment, and this is also designed to allow personnel to move away from the rig floor and manage the operation remotely. It's an important step forward from Drillmec, and as we said before, we expect an important part of the market to be strongly interested in this new type of rigs. Going on page 10, just quickly mention one of the latest contracts awarded to Drillmec. We're talking about two heavy capacity 2,000 horsepower onshore rigs going to Mexico for Pemex for about $85 million, which will be delivered by the end of this year and beginning of 2015. So we'll have now the new party to continue with the financial results presentation.
Thank you, Stefano. Let's start with slide number 12. First quarter 2014 revenues, as you already know, were 266 million euros versus 308 million of the first quarter 2013 restated. EBITDA was 31 million euro versus 39 million last year. EBIT was 17 million versus 23 million of the same period last year. I would like to stress that notwithstanding the decrease in absolute terms of marginality, we have an increase in relative terms with respect to last year, because while EBITDA was 11.27% on the whole period 2013, it was 11.69% in the first quarter. While EBIT was 6.29% in 2013, in the whole 2013, it was 6.40% in the first quarter of this year. Profit before taxes was 7 million versus 14 million. Backlog was 1,092,000,000, and the net financial position, 574 million. The quarter ended with a strong order backlog, which guarantees a growth in the volumes of revenues for the quarters to come. On slide 13, instead, we provide you with the financial highlights year-over-year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, the capital employed in third quarter 2014 was 1,004,000,000. Equity 429 million. Net debt equity ratio was 4.22x, and the net debt equity ratio instead came in at 1.34x. Total employees at the first quarter end of 2014 was 7,187. The decline of equity is to be considered not representative, as the first quarter 2013 restated figures already mentioned for the financial year 2013 accounts include the consolidation of group JVs as per IFRS 10 and others, and the decrease of total consolidated net worth is due to the payment of substantial profits to our partners in those JVs and corporations. Let me add that in the segment related to financial items, we suffered a 2.5 million euro difference on exchange loss in Venezuela due to a past contract, due to a particular payment to a past contract with PDVSA. Now we have contracts with other JVs in which PDVSA is part, but is not substantially the leader, and the payments are more regular and flawless. We think that this loss was a one-time loss due to the payment that was long expected and due by PDVSA. On slide 14, we see the group's two points of view, which show on the left part of the slide that the services sector accounted for 52.9% of total revenues, while the mechanical sector accounted for 47.1%. On the other side, the drilling sector accounted to 41.5%, while the core business accounted to 58.5%. On the following slide, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. Trevi division registered 116 million euro, -11.4% versus the same period last year restated. This is mainly due to the fact that the job in Denmark is approaching its end, while other contracts recently awarded are in the mobilization phase. So, Trevi is expected to recover this temporary loss of revenues in the coming quarters, while maintaining or even improving the marginality, as Stefano has just said. Petroven has revenues of 29 million euros, increasing 6% with respect to last year. Solnec, 45 million euros, decreasing 8.9% versus the first quarter of 2013, and Drillmec, 84 million euro, minus 21.9% versus last year. Following on slide 16 is the big breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the right, Middle East generated 56 million euro in the first quarter 2014, Africa came in at 31, Latin America 66, the USA and Canada 37, with a diminution, a slight diminution, while Europe decreased to 37 million euro from 48, and this is due to what I have just said about the job in Denmark, while the domestic market decreased, had a further slight decrease to 23 million from 34. Let us come to this important slide, number 17. The backlog, as we mentioned previously, was 1,092,000,000, registering a 3% decrease with respect to the same period of last year. But it increased sharply from 877,000,000 at the 31st December last year. The awarding of new contracts in the first quarter 2014 was 480 million euros. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 46% of the total backlog, confirming the solidity of the future prospects of this division. Petroven at 24%, confirming the long-standing duration of this backlog, Drillmec 24%, and Solnec 6%. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America, the Middle East, and Asia, and the USA and Canada, accounting respectively to 46% and 18% and 9% of the backlog respectively. The net financial position at the beginning of the first quarter was 442.9 million euros, while at the end it was 574 million euros. This is due mainly by capital absorption, that is an increase in working capital, which accounted for 136.5 million euros, mainly driven by the dynamics of the oil and gas sector, that is Drillmec, while investments were 8.2 million euros. The increase in this working capital is due mainly to the fact that there was a delay in the delivery of the first offshore drilling unit in Mexico, so payment was delayed, and we started the execution of a new contract or contracts that are under negotiation but we consider very probable to be awarded to us. And this draw to an increase of working capital. This working capital, given the magnitude of the single contracts of which we are talking about, is expected to decrease already in the second quarter, and mainly from the third and fourth quarter of this year, in which deliveries are supposed to be executed and payments collected. So, at the end of the current year, we expect the net financial indebtedness is expected to return at least at the same level as at the beginning of the year. In slide 19, we provide the financial ratios of the first quarter. Net financial position EBITDA in the first quarter was equal to 4.22 times. Net financial position equity was 1.34 times, and EBITDA net financial expenses are 4.1 times. In slide 20, we go to the foundations and drilling services sector, which is 80% due to 3D division activities. We have already mentioned the slight decrease of our revenues. But we would like to stress the strong EBITDA margin, which was equal to 19.1%, and the EBIT margin came in at 12.1%. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin American accounts for 30%, the USA and Canada 13%, Africa 19%, and the Middle East and Asia 11%. I would like to remark the fact that this year's PetroVent performance will noticeably improve in the quarters to come, considering the facts that while in the first quarter two rigs of our fleet of 17 rigs were in standby, today all rigs are under contract, and the utilization rate, which was around 71% in the first quarter, will grow significantly by the second quarter to 88%, and by the third quarter reaching 91%. Resulting the total year in a continuing and improving performance without a discontinuity at an operational level. This will gradually bring to a further improvement in margins. And as payments are quite normal, with the exception in the past of PDVSA, will become more normalized because of what I have just said to the changing in contracts, in new contracts in Venezuela with the new JVs. In slide 21, we could see the mechanical sector. Drillmec plus Solmec recorded €127 million in the first quarter of 2014. The EBITDA margin was equal to 3.2% and the EBIT margin was almost meaningless. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 19%, the USA and Canada 15%, Europe 20%, and the Middle East and Asia 32%. I would like to pass the word again to Stefan Pelisani, who will give you more highlights on, particularly on this last slide.
Okay, thank you, Valerio. Before entering the question and answer section, we have on page 32 given guidance on what we expect this year, with revenue in the range of 1.3 billion euro, EBIT level about in the range of 70 million, and with a net financial position, as Daniele said until now, it's going to improve from the actual level, so to the, from the present level to a level close to 2013 end of year. As we said, we explain more or less drivers in the different sectors, and we explain also as what we expect from Climex side. First quarter was characterized mainly by, as we said, working for the stock and expecting orders to be formalized and finalized. We eventually were able to close this order, so the company now is in full production to deliver these new orders in 2014 with a consequent improvement in all the financials. As we said, also we are expecting more orders to come in the coming weeks, especially for Climex, important orders of the new rigs to be delivered partially in this year, most of them actually in 2014, and with the balance in 2015. So the outlook looks positive, and I would like now to give the word to Joseph to go through the question and answer section.
Thank you, Stefano. As usual, we're going to proceed with orders of questions we have received. The first question is regarding climate adverse conditions. Have revenues been hindered by adverse climate conditions? The answer is that revenues have not been hindered by adverse climate conditions, with the exception of certain activities in the United States where, as we said, you know, the beginning of the year particularly was characterized by more harsher climate conditions. The trend in revenues for the first quarter has been explained both by Stefan and Dr. Forti, and as mentioned, the main factor that has characterized the quarter was the elapsing of time in acquiring these new orders. The first quarter saw a very significant order intake in a relatively short period of time. And this actually explains, in part, the quarter revenue performance, which wasn't as, as strong as particularly expected. With such order intake, though, ranging at about 480 million euros, because that was, the actual order intake, we are very well placed to grow in the next quarters. So it's more of a timing issue. First quarter wasn't that brilliant. We'll come in more during the next, the second, third, and fourth quarter. Further questions are, does the services margin benefit from particular works that are coming due or in completion? The services division performed very well, and that was clearly said, and has registered extremely wealthy margins. This is to confirm the fact that, you know, the execution of contracts in flawless manner guarantees profit generation. For that matter, considering the new order backlog, which is the factual, you know, figure that we have in front, the services division and its end markets are showing signs of clear improvements. So the outlook seems to be easing. We believe that this division, the services in particular, will continue its clear path in the next quarters. Further question is regarding the quality of the backlog and its margins. The backlog, again, 1,092,000,000, which is very, very important, both in quality terms and also in value terms, is very robust, and it has, as we said, high quality. And it has been our priority to assure, you know, primary clients with interesting opportunities coming from more profitable markets rather than just entering a range of different markets. We are cherry picking our markets depending on the profitability profile of the works and of the clients themselves. We are confident that the newly acquired orders will deliver, along with the ones that Stefano mentioned under negotiations, stronger contributions and more normalized margins for this year. There's a question regarding drill bit performance. I think we touched pretty much everything on the actual performance of the quarter of drill mix, but just to state again the main aspects, the progress of the orders for the production of oil drilling rigs in the quarter has gone through a first phase of setting the execution of many of these orders. There was an intensive design, orders to suppliers and subcontractors. Testimony of this is the increase in stock and, of course, of the financial debt on the drill mix side of the business. I think there's another interesting question that deems attention, which is regarding SoilMec. In particular, SoilMec's backlog increased. Can you give us some color on that? SoilMec's backlog indeed increased, and increased significantly, proportionately to its weight, to the consolidated backlog level, because it went from 44 million in the same period as 2013 to 65 million. So while it is not a huge increase in absolute terms, it is a quite interesting increase in terms of percentage-wise, because it increased over 40% from 2013 to 2014. Such a sharp increase is very good news, and the areas from which these orders were coming from are those markets where SoilMec is performing very well. The Americas, some areas of the Middle East, and Northern Europe. Of course, that excludes our local market because it's just not there. It's not a profitable market currently. One last question is referring to guidance. We see we have given guidance to the market, and it seems more conservative than many had expected to a certain extent. Let's give some clarity here. We provided a clear guidance to the market, and of course, as the group progresses with the newly acquired orders, and as these will unwind and generate revenues, there could be a chance to do better. But let's try to keep always a very prudent approach. This is what we've decided internally. And as results come forward and expectations come forward, we hope that to meet and perhaps exceed these guidances. But for now, these are the guidances that we have given out to the market. Stefan?
Very good, Joseph. I think that we can go to conclusion. So if you have more questions, please send them to Joseph directly, and we will be able to answer to all your requests, or if you have any other things you want, any other type of clarification, just please contact us. Thank you. I think this is all, and see you next time. Talk to you next time.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Stay home.